Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and happy March. We just passed St. Patrick's Day, and I don't know how many people you're aware, but my mother's side of the family are American Indians. And I looked like the Indian side. And my father was English, Irish, Scotch. And then we just found out he has Norwegian and a little Swedish in it. So I was very, very surprised because we always felt like we took after the Irish, English-Irish side of the family. And my sister is the blue-eyed blonde, as most of the Norwegians are. But the Irish side of the family, we kind of held that in quite high esteem, since that is the side of the family that we get most of our gift. And my father was quite the psychic medium and predicted his own death when I was only 6 years old. So it's kind of fun to have the holidays and acknowledge it on the Blog Talk Radio show because, you know, when people go back and listen to the show, oh, yeah, that was St. Patrick's Day week. So I want everybody to kind of have a heads up. I think the economy is starting to turn around a little bit. I do feel like the auto industry is going to be picking up speed. There are some new inventions that most people aren't aware of behind the scenes I'm picking up psychically, and it might be foretold because of the gas issues. I think we're going to get smaller cars kind of go in the way of Japanese style or the European smaller vehicles. So we're going to have a new industry come together. And the other thing I picked up, and I am picking it up again, I had a little discussion with my husband about energy in predicting the new wave of gasoline versus other. And clearly, air turbines and solar can only help small communities. But I did see a large wind industry being generated, whether it's just for a backup system and new housing. And I spoke to somebody once about this, and they said, geez, I almost can vision it. And they all look like mushrooms all cluster together. So we're going to see, I think that's some years out. You know, some of you called and I've given readings 20 years out, but I think this is sooner, within 5 to 7 years. We're going to be seeing white domed clustered. And in the 1980s, I think most of the audience is pretty young, they came out with the dome homes. Now, it's not going to be that. These are going to be domed homes made out of a more pliable material, whether it's fiberglass or blocks and something's blown over it. But they're going to be faster to house and have a moving populace. So people will move from section to section of the United States for work, and fast towns will spring up. So I am seeing a turnaround. I know we have a lot of grief going out there with the earthquake and tsunami, and I commend people for sending our American dollars over to Japan and helping those poor and so poor families, and our heart bleeds for them. Yet I want to remind people, if you're sending money dollar to dollar, please send it to American Red Cross here for our people too. So with that, I have a guest. Oh, the other thing I want to mention, I give out some Yahoos. Someone in my family just got a job, and it looks like things are going to turn around for that person. I want to go Yahoo Universe. So got some good things in the wings, and it's always good to have good news once in a while. So I want to go ahead and introduce my guest tonight. This young lady had mentioned just while the show was starting that she had known about me, my association with California Haunts out of Sacramento, California. If you want to look their website up, it's www.californiahaunts.org. And they do have their own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's blogtalkradio.com/California Haunts, kind of like all run together. So if you miss me on my show, I've been on quite a few other shows lately and been a guest, but I'm on Shar's show at least once a month. And whether it's because of a ghost investigation or it's my turn to do readings, so go there. But this young lady found me many years ago, I haven't asked her how many years she's been following me, through California Haunts and their radio show. And so we want to introduce her, and Reverend, oh, I have to ask you about the Reverend, Reverend Rebecca Medley, and then how do you pronounce that last name, Amateur?
Amaker.
Oh, that's just massacred your name. I apologize. And
oh,
she is
no,
a psychic.
It's okay.
She's a psychic medium. She's a psychic medium, and we chit-chatted, and we're a lot alike. We read the same way, and we are very observant of spirit kind and of energy. And I asked her, I says, okay, but while we're waiting for the chat room to kind of fill up and get people to call in, we already have four in queue. So we want to spend a couple minutes, everybody. Just hold on. We've got to get people kind of lined up here. She wants to give a little bit of a talk, which is very, very important for your emotional happiness, whether you just moved into a new housing area, a new city because of a new job, you're kind of intimidated by unknowns around you. Energy builds up in a home, as with if someone's in discord or someone's ill or you've had a loss of a family member, that energy stays in our life. And you will oftentimes, people call me and ask me about, when's that man coming? And I will say, well, did you just break up with the dark, tall, dark, and handsome? And they'll say, oh, yes. And I said, well, I can still see him. I should not see him. And that's because you're wearing that energy in your spirit around you. You need to remove it. So I want to give the floor to Rebecca, and I want to give her at least 10 minutes or maybe 5 minutes or so she can tell you how she have the perception of energy and how to remove it from your home. And then we've just now got another caller, so everybody has their hand up in the chat room. I mean, in the call switchboard here. Let me know they want to talk to you. So, Rebecca, the floor is yours, and please announce your website. So after the show, if they want to get a reading from you, they know where to go, and if you any other products you want to speak of. Your turn, girl.
Okay. Well, for one, I'm recently going through a very hard ache ending to a 12-year relationship that it ended in, like, a marriage of only 7 months.
Hmm.
So to go through an experience like that, it's not easy, especially, you know, when you're with somebody for such a long period of time and, you know, things happen. So to make a change or take that risk, or the unknown, it's really scary. And your ego can often get you caught up in these thoughts, and you become really depressed, and you don't know why, you know. I mean, you know why, because you're hurt, but why is this person so much on your mind? And I learned this, I'm probably going to say the word wrong, this Ukunono prayer.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It's a Hawaiian prayer. Yeah.
One more time, real slow. Say it one more time.
I'm probably not even saying the word right, so if anybody out there that knows the right how to say it right, by all means, thank you. But it's like the Ukunono prayer.
Whoa, that is amazing. Okay, go ahead.
And my friend shared this prayer with me. And when she told me to do it, it's like I was really clear inside. So this prayer helps you disconnect them cords that you're talking about in order for you to make changes of this person not being in your life, okay? And it's, you just say the person's name, you know, I love you, and then their name. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you. And you just say that over and over, and it, like, totally disconnects some cords, and it'll make your heart just burst open. That's how it felt for me. You make it tingles in the chest area. Every person, how they feel their heart opening is different. And then you start going counterclock room-wise in a room, and anything that reminds you of that person, get rid of, throw it away, give it away. Just get rid of it. You need to clear that person's energy. And while you're doing that, you say the prayer. I love you, your name. You know, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Thank you.
Wow.
thank you. And you just go clockwards in a room and you totally like dust it, remove it, unclutter it. Because depression, a lot of times when people get depressed, they tend to want to clutter things in their home, hang on to things, not want to clean it because that's how it feels inside their head and inside their body. They don't know how to process this letting go thing. So you just go around a corner clockwise in the room, you vacuum that way, and then you take sage or incense, or you can even take a candle. You could even clap while you do it and just ask the area to be, to have new energy, to have new life. You could say a prayer, any kind of prayer. There's no right or wrong way. If that works effectively for me. I don't know about you, Nancy. Do you have a ritual?
I do. And I've talked about this on my shows before, is that you need to cut the cord to the individual. And what you said was very, very important. I'm of the highest vibration, the purest of mind, a child of light and a child of God. Nothing can hurt me unless I believe it's so. And that includes your heart. Not one person alive. You know, they say the journey of life is not easy, and that's because it's called the journey of life. And every one of us in the chat room calling, in chat room and the switchboard, people who are online, there's something discord. There isn't a person alive that hasn't suffered. But you made something very, very important. Only you, the listener, can create something that can hurt you. So if you're hurting, you have to get to a place of saying, I'm allowing this to hurt me. You're allowing your ego to be in your space instead of your logic. And I know people are going to disagree with this. It hurts all the time to have discord or unhappiness in your life. The way to break that is to forgive the person that's doing this to you. And when I got divorced from my first husband, it was a 21-year marriage, and he was in my life 4 years. And I backed away from the marriage a couple of years before I got into this. And people used to say to me, well, how come you're not embittered? How come you're not mad? Like most marriages, relationships, they break up for emotional discord. And I one day looked at this and I said, why am I not angry? And the way I got around it is I owned that I was unhappy, and I owned that I allowed it to make me unhappy. And then the last thing I got is he was the end result of how his parents were raised. So he was a victim of how he was raised, and then I was a victim of it also. So if you can forgive somebody, I forgive my ex-husband for what we went through. Not only were we too young to get married, which was very common when I got married, very young, but it was the result of how he was raised that he treated me. So all of you who have children, look at how you are raised. Then turn around and see how you're raising your children.
Your kids are your paparazzi.
Okay,
your kids are your paparazzi. They watch your every move.
Every move. So with that, what she's saying is you have to break the energy of the cord and you have to calm your soul down so you can go forward. Don't own what is not yours. If that problem of why you broke up or the discord that's happening, you don't have to own it. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. Go ahead. Thank you for allowing me to speak something. Of course, I just ran with it, and tonight is your show. But I think it's a very good lesson. It drives all of us. Every day I'm talking to someone who's allowed or is in a situation where they have choice to allow some pain to be in their life. And there's nothing more painful than relationships or ego being destroyed by a work situation. Those are clearly, I'm not addressing a child's death or a parent's recent passing or car accident. I'm just talking about things that we have control over. Okay, everybody, I don't want to get emails. You didn't mention this and that. So, Rebecca, anything else you want to add to that? And kind of, we have six people in queue here, so I kind of have to make another minute or so. Go ahead.
I'll give my website if that's okay with you.
Please.
My website is www.thepsychiclovelady.org. I do a blog talk radio show as well. Mine's only 30 minutes long. On every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time. I don't know the link to that. But if you go on my
Go to her website, everybody. I'm sure she has
many,
a link there.
That's too many links for me to remember. But if you go on my website, you'll find the I'll have a tab that says radio show. So you can just click on that. And then it'll, if you click on the player, it should take you to the blog talk radio, the blog talk. And I also do weekly oracle scopes every Wednesday where I post by your zodiac sign a little spirit message. I've been using the goddess oracle cards. And what I do is I get, I also do mediumship along with the oracle scope. So you'll get like a little extra. It's just kind of like I just tune into it more. So and then I add stuff. And I've been posting money scopes too along with your oracle scope. So that's, check that out every week. It changes every week.
I think that that's very, very interesting. And we also talked that she has other things that she uses for readings. Are you, you said oracle cards already. And did you mention also?
Well, I don't use them during my readings.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I just use them for like an oracle scope just to get some, just for entertainment reasons for people to read, you know, like the horoscope, you know, it's fun.
Yes, that is.
Fun for me to do them.
Well,
but
are you?
I'm clairvoyant. I'm clairaudient. I'm that claircentric. I'm empath. I'm all the clairs.
I understand that. I want to type in the chat room your website, the psychic
love lady.
Psychiclovelady.org. .org. That's what I was waiting for. .org. psychiclovelady.org. Okay, so we've listed that, and Char popped in. She's still in, and she's from California. Hi, it's Rebecca. So say hello to Char. I know you two have connected, and that's always really fun. Okay, so let's go to our first call, Rebecca, and hello, everybody in the chat room. While we're talking, please honor that if you have a question, please call in, and the call-in number 347-205-9071. For a while there, my sister and I were doing these shows, and people were asking us questions in the chat room, and I found that to be a little bit disrespectful for the people that wanted my attention from calling in. So please honor that I just can't read the chat room questions. You can chit-chat among yourself and even ask each other questions, but it's too hard. So I want to go to the first caller, and all I ask is it's really fun. I kind of keep track of the state's call. So give me your first name and the state that you're calling from, and then your question. So 484 area code. Who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Tiffany, and
hello,
I'm
Tiffany
from Pennsylvania.
Oh, my gosh, girl, you're up late tonight. Hello. And so what do you have to ask our guest tonight?
I would like to know when I'm going to get a phone call from Chris, like a time frame, and about him talking about wanting maybe to get back together and start this relationship up again.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Is your hair brown, Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is his hair like a lighter brown?
No. His hair is dark brown. He shaves it, though, so kind of looks like he has no hair, but he has dark, like almost black hair. Darker than mine.
Okay. And what's his first name?
Chris.
When he does, is his hair, is his eyes brown or are they big?
Big and brown. I mean big.
Okay.
Ah,
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I'm not really going to get a time. I don't do time very well because time's a human thing, not a spirit, okay?
Okay.
So I go off calendar seasons. That's just me,
right.
Though. That's just how spirit does it for me. you will hear from him, but I get a feeling it's not going to be what you want it to be.
Okay, so you don't see this going anywhere?
No.
Wow.
Doesn't feel like he wants to commit. He doesn't want to make a commitment like that with anybody.
Okay.
His commitment feels like it's with himself. But I do see you meeting another gentleman, though, and his hair is going to be light brown.
This is a new man. This isn't another one from my past, Sean.
No, this
That's
is a new one, it feels like.
Because the Sean coming from the past may be if he does come forward, Sean looks like he's a lighter man. The only thing about that is if it is the same person, they oftentimes come back and they're a little different. So it's hard for us to tell the difference. If the same personality type, maybe, but most people kind of evolve.
Okay, yeah, Sean has blonde hair, blue eyes, and very pale.
Yeah, I see him as lighter. Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think it's him. The feeling I get is what she said, was a lighter, a dark blonde coming, not
yeah.
a brown blonde. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it feels like he may be a little older than you, more mature, definitely. You're finding these guys that are immature, and you're going to run into this guy, this new one coming in. It feels like he's more intellectual, more grown. So he may be your same age, but just may have a more grown-up appeal about him.
Okay. All right.
Hang in there, young lady. No, this is tough.
Yeah,
the comedian in these, the guys you usually find, you like guys that make you laugh. They're kind of immature.
Mm-hmm.
You're drawn to that.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they're very more interesting. Immature men are interesting. Sometimes a man that's got his feet on the ground and is ready for commitment is more solid and maybe not as exciting.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Tiffany.
No problem.
Thank you,
Tiffany.
All right. Have a good night.
And now we want to go to area code 517. Whoops, it didn't come in, kids. All right, hold on. Okay. All right. 517 area code. Who are we talking to?
Pamela.
Hello, Pamela. And what state are you calling from?
Michigan.
All right, Michigan. What can we do for you tonight?
It's kind of confusing, but here lately there's been a lot of men that's been after me, and I'm engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm attracted to one, and I'm very confused about that.
Can we ask you first, you're an engaged lady. Are you living with the man you're engaged to? Or is he overseas? What's the distance?
No,
here?
I'm living with him.
Okay. Go
what's
ahead,
your
Rebecca.
First
you
name?
Wanna...
Yeah. What's your first name? Pamela?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
are you
Pamela.
Are you darker skin tone?
No, I'm pretty pale.
Okay. Is your fiance darker skin tone?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe you're picking up something new, huh?
Okay, is your hair brown?
Naturally.
Okay. Do you have curly hair, natural curly hair, or wavy?
No, it's straight.
Straight.
See,
and for some reason, I'm
seeing
you
trying to look into you psychically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for some reason, I'm seeing wave, but I got the same hair color. And does one guy have dark hair? Kind of darker than the other, a little bit?
Yeah, one guy's bald.
Okay, well, if he had hair, what color would it be?
It would be dark. It would be dark.
Okay.
Second bald man in a row here. The trend.
What's the fiance's name?
Richard.
Okay, and what's the other guy's name?
Dan.
Richard is very predictable, isn't he? And he's kind of boring. He likes things like done a certain way. Like is he a scheduler? It feels like he's kind of a scheduler. Okay.
Yeah.
And where the other guy? What's his name again?
Dan.
Okay. Dan is more has more excitement to him. He's more of a risk taker. He's fun.
Remember what I was just saying to the lady. Remember what I just said, Pamela, to the lady who called in. I said the ones that are sometimes ready for commitment, they're not as exciting as the one that's you're in the same situation. You're really afraid of this commitment, and you're afraid of maybe getting somebody in your life where you don't know if your energy is all fired up all the time, like a new relationship. So I still feel. So it, in some ways, that's what Rebecca is trying to tell you. And I'm sorry, Rebecca, I stepped into your words
here. Oh, no, go
apologize.
Ahead.
But at the same time,
this is awesome.
The risk taker, the one that's making you interesting, he may not ever commit. So you're going to have to and I say this to my ladies, so girls, listen, and gentlemen, because I know there's a man here, too, listening, is that sometimes you have to decide, do you want to be a married person or not? And what kind of person do you want to marry to? And then you need to find that person that fits that bill. My feeling is I think you're questioning whether you want to be married or not. So you need to decide if you want to be married.
Well, I've said married four times.
I just said you may be questioning why if you want to be married. So if you've been married four times, I'd be questioning it too.
Yeah.
You're like Liz Taylor, honey. You're marrying your lovers.
Can you go spend like a week by yourself somewhere?
I would love to. I don't know if I could, though.
I would work on, even if it's for a night, if you could get a hotel room and just spend a night alone and get out some good notebook paper and pen and write out what your fear is, what the pluses would be, what the minuses would be, and write it out and then go from there. Listen to your heart as you read it.
Okay.
All right, my dear.
No,
that will help you give you
more clarity.
Right. All right, ladies, thank you.
Okay, girlfriend, you take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And so we're going to 770 area code. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Pam. How are you ladies this evening?
Well, hello, Pam. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. Okay, and what do you have for Rebecca tonight?
Well, first I want to say thank you so much for the introduction, and I really appreciated that. And I'm sorry to hear about her breakup. I do know how she feels. I went through one 6 months ago. That was very traumatic for me, and what she said was very useful and refreshing, although I feel as though I've gotten over the breakup. I'm calling for a two-part question if you all have time. The first part I wanted to know about was my job, and if you see me getting the schedule I want, because we have to do shift bids, and so far the shift that I've been given is really crappy, and I don't know how I could have a social life with it. So I just wanted to see if you would be able to pick up on anything as far as that's concerned. Relationships. I broke up 6 months ago with someone, and I have someone now that has been confiding me as a friend, but I know that he would love to take it further. But I really don't feel anything, even though he's a really good guy, and I don't know if it's because I feel as though I would be backtracking or if he's just not the one, and I still wonder about the ex.
What would I got six more people after you, so I want to ask you, what is the most important question? Do you really want to know about your job, or do you really want to know about your relationship?
I guess the relationship is probably more important.
That's really, I thought there was a second more important. It's kind of like you give us a little tidbit, but the real question was about your relationship. Okay, Rebecca, let's go for it. Ask her what you need to. What is your question, sweet, if you could ask it again?
What do you see as far as the outcome of the relationships that I've been in, because both of them are from my past, and I just really feel like if I deal with either one of them, it would be like I was settling.
Okay. There's a reason why you guys broke up in the first place.
Right? Yeah, it was more so, what, the first one or either one of them?
Either one of them.
Well, both of them broke up with me. One was like 15 years ago, and the other one was 6 months ago.
Okay. Oh, my word.
Yeah, I
feel like you need a new hairdo. Go on.
Which one has the brown thinning hair?
They both do. And the funny thing is, I have a bad case of you're the one that got away. I'm always that woman. It's like they never miss me until they move on. Yeah, I'm serious. I don't know what's up.
I know,
but
the other girl's hanging on and laughing. I got girls, I can hear them laughing. Well, I've been there, done that one.
Okay, give me one of their names.
One's name is Daryl, and the other one is Robert.
Okay, which one has like a rosy red cheek tint to their face? Maybe like they drink a lot?
No, neither one of these guys drink. Believe
drink?
It or not.
Well, she just said as if they did drink. Rosy
yeah,
cheek.
I think. Well, I guess
you know
Robert would have.
Okay.
He has.
And is he tall?
Daryl.
They're both tall. They're both tall. Actually, they're very similar in build. They both have thinning hair.
Okay.
They have similar features.
Now we know why you chose the second one.
Okay. Did one of them at one time drink more than the other one?
I'm sorry, did one at one other time do what now?
Did one of them drink more than the other one at one time?
One doesn't drink at all, and the other one, I don't know him to have a drinking problem, but I guess he would drink more than the other one since the other one doesn't drink.
Okay. Well, then the one with that drink, that's not the one for you, honey.
Okay. All right.
Temper.
It just sounds like neither one of them would be then.
Well, think about growing up. Even you don't have to be an alcoholic to drink.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I don't know either of these men to. One of them I know he absolutely doesn't drink at all. And the second
one. Then it's not that one.
Okay. And the second one, all I've ever seen him drink was coffee. I don't know him to drink. I don't think either one of them drink.
Does he drink a lot of coffee? More than the other one?
The other one only drinks Mountain Dew. So, yes, he would drink more coffee than the other one.
The one that drinks, I see him with a can, and I see him with a can, but I just assumed it'd be like a beer, but it has a can. He has a can in his hand. That's not the one for you.
Okay.
Which one is a teetotaler, the first man from 15 years ago or the second one?
Which one is older?
Teetotaler. Which one is the Mountain Dew?
Oh, that's the one from 6 months ago. Mm-hmm.
Is he a little bit moody broody at times? Is he in his head a lot?
Yeah, he is. Quite a bit.
Yeah. I just feel like if you're going to... I almost said the word settle. If that man comes back in your life, I feel like it's indecisions on his side, what he really wants to do with life. I'm not positive it had anything to do with you, why you broke up. It's like he's a rubber band going back and forth. If he comes back, ask him what he wants and what his intentions are. If he comes up to the plate, then reconsider. If he does not, then go on. And I would give him no more than 6 months from today to come back at all. If he doesn't say this back together, then go ahead.
Well, we're not even in communications because essentially what happened was is that we lived together for 5 years. We were engaged to get married. And he moved out of my house and moved with another woman and said that he was engaged to her.
Okay, so now that we know that, you should have maybe said neither one of them. So we I went on personality type. If he were to come back another couple months, I'd probably hit him with a frying pan. I do not share.
Pretty much.
Don't share.
Yeah, and I think that, and I'm the type of person that if you just tell me you're not happy, which I don't think that was it, I just think it's more, you were dead on as far as him knowing what he wants and how he feels about himself. However, I just feel intuitively that if I move on and I, you know, go with someone else or decide to date someone else, then there's still unfinished business as far as having to say, okay, this is absolutely over, and, well, it is over based on his actions, but I just don't want to have to be in a position to decide whether my feelings have been resolved. So I'm really trying to take time by myself, but I don't want to run off anyone because, you know, I'm not seeing good guy.
At this moment, there is nobody else.
Right.
So then I would ask you, and I apologize again, I'm saying for Rebecca, but maybe she'll let me say this too. You have to look at every relationship and say, who has the power?
Yes,
they have the power because they've ended the relationship. You have none at the moment. So to me, it feels like you have a clean slate. Girlfriend, go get yourself a new hairdo. And then from there, tell everybody you know that you're available and start fresh.
Yes.
I wouldn't let any one of these men come in.
And that's what I'm thinking, and that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, so... This scenario is not uncommon. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, Frida, Pam, I'm going to let you go so we can go on. I got 8 people after you. So
okay.
I got the room is filling up. Okay, sweetie, take care.
Thank you all. You have a great evening.
Okay. And now we're going to be talking to Mary Lou. Mary Lou, where are you from, girlfriend?
I am New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, Louisiana. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, she says she's the love lady, so I would love to know about my love life.
That's a common theme tonight. Did we just pass Valentine's Day?
Well, no, I mean, I'm glad to ask about business, but she seems to be the love person, so I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, you know, whatever's most important, but to be fair to everybody, one question. So your question is on your love life. Okay, go ahead and ask Rebecca what you want to know, dear.
I just did.
You want to know about your love life? You have something you want to get rid of? You have nobody there? You want to know how to shop for a man? Kind of give us how to look at this situation.
Okay, well, I have one that won't go away but won't come in, and I don't know what to do with that.
Is his hair salt and pepper?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know what to do with him. He doesn't come in. He doesn't go away. Kind of annoying.
Okay. His first aura life color is yellow, and yellows are all about fun. That's why you're attracted to them. Yellows are irresponsible. They get addicted to things easily, and it could be from anything from exercise to video games to anything, gambling, anything that gives them a feeling, they can get addicted to it, okay? And sometimes drugs and alcohol, too, if they're very off-balance bad. Yellows don't like to commit. And they like people chasing them. Well, as soon as you stop chasing them, then they're chasing you because they're like, whoa, where'd she go? You know? So you just need to stop chasing them.
Yes, but is it ever going to end? Does it end? Is there an end? Is there an end where you finally hit bliss, or is this just an endless game of misery?
Ooh. Oh,
what's
listen,
this?
You said that. Are you done with this
fun.
Man?
It's fun. The misery is in it's never anywhere. You're either being chased and you acknowledge, wow, that's nice, and then it's over. So what's that?
Well, have you asked him that?
Oh, yeah.
And what did he answer?
He dances around it. He doesn't give straight. He doesn't talk straight. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to say. Can you help me?
I think she's thinking.
Do you love yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you treat yourself like that?
No, if I don't have enough respect, I walk away. Okay. And that's turn on and they follow. But if I gee, that's nice, you're fun, then they're gone. You know the game.
I'm hearing anger in your voice.
I don't think it's anger.
Lots of it. It's
frustration. Frustration.
Yeah, Kathy in the room says, what? There's a man that's all grown up. Where? I hear that. I see that.
No, they exist out there. Where? No, I mean, is this a life pattern that will never end is what I'm kind of wondering.
This lady in the chat room says, this woman needs to not try so hard. This is blocking her inner and outer love. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I think you need to walk away from this guy. I think he's going to be a rubber band for a long time.
You don't see him ever being anything different?
Well, the problem is that he doesn't know how to be different. He's carried this pattern too long. I think he would have a heart attack to try to commit. Or if he did commit because he was afraid to lose her, he would back off after a while when he felt safe. Like she would calm down enough for her to... I call this fishing pole. He puts her on a hook and he pulls her in.
Oh, God, that's what I call it, too.
Yeah, and then he throws her back into the water like he's fly fishing. So he pulls her in, gets her comfortable. She reacts, and then he throws her back out. I rarely see these men recovering. They just kind of stay this way. If he does marry, and I've seen this happen too, I've had men say to me, and I had a man do this to me, that he married someone he did not love because the relationship was easier. When men are in love, it's really hard to commit if they're committophobic, and this man has some of those symptoms.
It's sad.
Sorry. Just own it. Just do it. Get done.
Anything better?
Let's finish.
Help
this
me here. Help me. We're friends, right?
Well, I love you, but I got to get going. We got a whole bunch. I would say because I'm spending a little time with all of you girls tonight, I know there's people in the room. There's 7 more calls after you. That every time someone hangs up and no one comes in, the point I'm making is that every one of us can identify. So if you're in a relationship right now, everybody, and we're spending a little time talking about what she's going through, it may help you to see it in yourself, and that will help you understand. Mm-hmm. There's so many dynamics of situations, but there is common threads, and we do see it. So this young lady, you know, frustrated, you just kind of own, okay, this is what this person's about. I forgive him for being that way. I'm going to go on, and if I see that tendency in somebody else, don't fall in love with this person. Get rid of the person that isn't looking. Okay, girls, I'm going to make you laugh. 95% of the women who are single are looking for a marriage partner. 95% of the men who are single looking for a fling. What we 95% women looking for a partner are looking for that 5% that are available. There's going to be a lot. God created the word dating for a reason. Please hear that. Okay, sweetie.
Mary Lou, for that.
Best of luck to you.
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
And I'm going to take that and run.
Thank you. Okay, dear. Bye. And you girls can download these shows afterward and listen to us make these blanket statements, and I know there's a man in here somewhere. I'm not sure. I just feel a man in here going to call. We're not man bashing. We're just women. And I'm married. I just recently got married, 8 years now. It seems like it's recently. I was single 15 years between marriages, and I'm psychic for everybody but me. And here Rebecca is going through an unfortunate situation too. And if we could read ourselves, and I had to listen to all the readings and apply it to my own life and date and not date and date and not look for a husband until I was ready, and then I found the right one. It's really hard. Okay, who said this was easy, huh? Okay, we're going to be answering 781 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Lori.
Lori, hello. What state are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Hello, Massachusetts. What do you have for us tonight?
I have a question about love.
Okay. Give us a question.
Will I find anyone anytime soon?
Is your hair light colored?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're home too much.
Okay.
So you need to get out to meet somebody. Do you go to church?
No.
Have you ever thought of going to church?
Yes.
Okay.
But
why don't you go to... But what?
I am not interested in doing that anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to get out and to do some kind of activity where you're amongst other adults, you know, other people outside your home. So find something to get involved in, and you'll find him. I'm seeing a blonde.
He'll be blonde?
So, yeah, he'll have, like, blondish hair, maybe, like, a little red tint to it.
Really? Do you have any other suggestions on where I might go to meet someone, or other than church?
Well, I'm getting like a strong church feeling from him, like a strong like spiritual thing from him. That's why I suggest a church.
Spiritual.
Do you belong to a metaphysics group or a bookstore where people can read metaphysical books or spiritual books?
In a way, yeah.
That could be what picking up. And then I also had the winter has been, like everybody else, kind of crazy here. www.meetup.com. We need to get out and meet people of like interest. And so I have started a couple of times. Jeez, every time Thursday night comes around, I seem to be busy. And then I joined two groups, and both on Thursday night at the same time. So Meetup, I joined a bloggers group, a near-death experience group, and then locally, you know, they have ghostbusting here, and you need to find something where you have a common interest. This is a true story. I had this gal come to me, and she was all in a panic. She's older, Roseville, California, and she was a little tiny petite thing. Clearly, she was in her 60s, and she'd come in. She was all for I fall in love. And I says, well, what's wrong with you? She says, well, he's a Hell's Angel. He strikes motorcycles. And I said, well, why'd you start dating somebody if you're scared of motorcycles? And he was really hunk to her. And she says, I just have to. And on top of that, he had tattoos all over. And so here this scrawny little 60-year-old woman falling in love with a Hell's Angel. And I said, you know what? You are in the wrong group on the wrong day. So you girls out there, ladies and gentlemen, you got to join a group. If you join a parachute group to meet men, don't do that because they'll expect you to jump out of an airplane. Same principle. Find a group of things that are like-minded. And the best way to do it is meetup.com in your own community, www.meetup.com. And one time I would suggest match.com and some of those. I've had girlfriends very successful, got married. It just seems to be, people are falling in love with people in other countries, other states, you know, and it's just go into your neighborhood. The most successful relationships are the ones where the men and women live 15 to 30 minutes away. Anything more than that, and it's tough. It just doesn't
work.
All right, my dear Lori, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Hope it gives you an idea. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. And 260 area. Oops. Okay, here we go, Nancy. Okay, who's this speaking? Uh-oh. 714 area code, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
714, I knew there was a man holding, and I said, I hope that you wouldn't take offense to what I was saying. Nathaniel, and you're from California. One show. Hey, everybody, I did a show. And I read all the people in order. I told them what, you know, how everybody's in queue here. And I read every one of them before they got my question. I read House Problems, you know, and they live in the canyon. There was a man there. It was kind of crazy. It was early in the 2008. So if you want a kind of an interesting, you have to listen to a lot of shows to find that. But I knew there was a man waiting here. So, Nathaniel, what's going on with you, guy? How can we help you?
Well, I'm in some a kind of a plumbing crisis where I've hired some people to do some stuff, and they've really been ludicrous about a lot of charges and stuff. And I have a dispute going, and my brother came out, and he's an inspector, and he brought up some questions, and I just thought I'd get maybe some your insight on it.
Let me have this for a minute, Rebecca. They I want you to get a third inspector from your neighborhood, someone you trust who will take an inspection, because it feels like whatever your plumbing was, they missed something. If they said they did a job, you need to have a plumbing someone look at it, because whatever they were going to do, they made a mistake.
I just had another contractor actually look at it as well and try to restore it as well. So yeah, I've already done that.
Okay, that's your lawsuit, because I feel like you're going to step to the plate and have to sue them or put a lawsuit against them, and the threat of losing the business is going to pull them around. They're going to be very humble and try to come back and fix it. But you're going to have to apply a little heavy weight to this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody fix your stuff. I want someone to document what's wrong. It's like they made a mistake or they forgot to do something. And if you've already had it fixed, it's too late. But I feel like if you threaten to ruin them, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what they did is they sold me a tankless water heater when I have a half-inch gas line, and it requires a three-quarter-inch gas line because it uses 200,000 BTUs.
Like I said, they've done something. What I picked up was they did something really wrong. So you're bouncing
that? Is
that
it? Is that,
I know. Whatever I picked up.
Pardon me?
It's a serious lawsuit, because if they do this kind of error with you, they're going to do it to some sweet little lady in a trailer park somewhere, and it's going to be a big, bad explosion, and you want to ruin them. And if they don't
I've actually installed one of these tankless water heaters backwards with duct tape on the vent.
Oh, hello.
And so, you know, they have a different thing, and they're really charging, they're actually charging $800 for something that was supposed to be free that they never did.
What I'm saying is you're going to have to apply pressure, and they're going to be humble and try to come back and fix it. They'll be swearing, oh, God damn it, put their hands in the pocket, we're going to fix it for you. But I want them to fix it for you for free, and then I still want you to put a list together of things they did wrong and submit it to the Better Business Bureau and protect yourself. Because I'm really picking this up. I've done this for a long time. They're going to do this to somebody, a sweet little old lady somewhere, and it's going to be a big boom boom. There's going to be a really big problem. It's going to be their fault. You got to put the fear of God into them.
Yeah.
Or put them out of business.
They did
Please
it to me, too, you know.
You're a smart man. You caught it, though. What I'm saying is they're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
You're the one that's got put in place to now put the task again and fix. Put them out of business, or at least put a list on the Better Business Bureau and protect yourself and somebody else.
Okay, that's how I feel.
Need
about
to get a Tori. I'm sorry, you're going to have to put some weight on here. And clearly, call Better Business Bureau.
Do you think I'll need to hire an attorney, or do you think my brother handling some of the legal issues will be fine? Because
I just see someone applying pressure and legal to them. If your brother-in-law or brother can do this, fine. But
actually,
if you have
on the day
have
of
an attorney,
so he really does have that knack.
Like I said, I felt legal was going to be put against them, and then the threat of suing them or the threat of putting them out of the business is the only way you're going to get this fixed. They're just cussing behind your back, screw you, you know, all the words. They don't give a damn. I want you to put fear of God into them.
So they're really cussing behind my back, you think?
Oh, they're just, yeah, they just think you're a waste. So you need to get their attention.
Yeah, well, it's
not worried at all. They're not worried. You got to get their attention.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, put some pressure on. All right, guy. Best of luck to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now we got, 520 area code. This is Tucson, Arizona. I recognize. Who are we talking to?
Hi, good evening. This is Jean. And yes, I'm Arizona, but I'm going to share this stuff.
Oh, I lived in Sierra Vista for three years. I like
oh,
that
really?
Area over there. That was in the valley.
Yeah. The Bisbee area.
Pardon me? The what?
The Bisbee area.
Oh, Bisbee. That's a little further south. Yeah, we were in Sierra Vista, and it was just a little too remote, so we moved to Tucson. So, Jean, very nice to meet you. What kind of question do you have for Rebecca tonight?
First of all, thank you for taking my call, and good evening for both of you ladies. And my question is regards relationship, and I just only want to know about I have with somebody, and I want to know if he is serious or have a feeling care for me, or this is only a game.
Oh,
a game relationship.
What's his first name?
Carrie.
Okay, and what's yours?
Jean.
Okay. Is your hair brown?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Okay, what color is your hair?
Black.
Okay. And is his hair dark brown? Is his hair brown as well?
No.
What color is his hair?
Black.
Okay. Well, you're both very intellectual people. That's why you guys get along. And sometimes you kind of are a lot alike. Okay? And some things, you know, intellectually. And I'm getting that you guys challenge each other.
Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I can go back, is I just only want to know if he is serious, he is kind of like having a serious relationship for me, or it's just kind of like, you know, something like fling and gun.
I feel like this is a serious relationship, but you guys just challenge each other. That's why you get the confusion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I see him smiling, chuckling and smiling as though he's playing with you at times, but in his heart, I think I want you to give him benefit of doubt a little longer. And I would like you to give it another 6 months. He may come forward. I think this man is looking at kind of wanting to settle down.
Oh.
But at the same time, he's kind of like harassing or teasing you so that you may not realize it. He's kind of looking for someone to, I call it repartee, kind of banter with, someone that he can be around intellectually. That's what Rip is picking up. So, you know,
I'm getting like a twin soul feeling. Kind of like a twin soul, like they kind of challenge each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot alike. Does that make sense, Nancy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not answering any questions in the chat room, kids. It's kind of distracting when I'm trying to think of the caller. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for enlightenment, and that is good. I just only want to make sure that he is, you know, real, so that I can move on my next step, because it's kind of hard sometimes to be with somebody and you don't know what he really like. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's a man who's not grown up and there's a man who's been grown and is kind of take care, but sometimes you cannot feel it. You know, I mean, through my experience, sometimes men it's hard to get what they really want or what they want. It's not like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, hey, I like this one. For them,
absolutely.
It's like kind of picky, brokey. Well, I do hope the men in the chat room will not going to be against me. But anyway, that's only my opinion.
Yeah,
huh?
At your age group, don't give more than 6 months to come forward. Don't waste your time if you can't pull it together. But I like this guy, and so I'm going to give you our blessing, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, ladies, and have a wonderful day, and have more blessings. See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And 858, I'm sorry we didn't get you, so we're doing the 818 area code. Who's this?
Hi, it's Desiree from California.
Well, hello, Desiree. What can we do for you in the next minute? Sorry.
Question that you had a caller before about someone new coming in. I am ready.
Okay, Rebecca.
I'm seeing light brown hair. Nice upper body, like he stays in shape. And I'm getting like a feeling like he may be kind of like into cars, trucks, something with cars or trucks.
Okay. And
he's always working on trucks, big old truck, got the hood up.
Okay, so he likes
to... Do you live near water? 818, is that near in San Diego, Los Angeles, San Diego?
Yeah, I'm about 45 minutes away from water.
I feel like I can see him near the water, like he lives near water. Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I need to get to the ocean.
Well, you know, I think that I sometimes wonder what is in divine order. So I think that if you can just do your life, this man is going to show up. But I feel like we're kind of picking up what you may discover about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Let me ask you one more question regarding this person. Do you feel that it's I would be meeting him through work by any chance?
Rebecca?
I don't feel that.
Yeah,
okay.
Like regular world.
Yeah. Maybe through a friend or a friend of a friend.
Like a group of people know each other.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Well, thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Best of luck to you. Rebecca, even though we're streaming, people will still download the show. Why don't you give
again
your website?
It's www.thepsychiclovely.org.
And thank you very much. And everybody, thank you for coming. And we'll talk later. Good night.
Good night.